Thanks so much. It's been great being here. We're going to do just one final piece for you. It's a well-known hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour. Do feel free if you want to maybe sing along. It just does remind us about how much we rely on God at any time, and how much we need him in every passing hour, and that we can't do anything in our own strength. So just, we're going to play this one through, and do feel free to sing along.
Lovely tune, My Fanway, was a very popular and favourite song and tune for a good friend of ours who is now with the Lord, Peter Jackson. Some of you may have met Peter, the blind pianist who lived in Ammanford in South Wales with his wife Margaret, and he just loved that beautiful tune and the hymns that can be set to it, although it is a Welsh tune and very well known. Thank you so much. We appreciate that very much, gentlemen. I know they're leaving, I think, a little early. That's why they've played right through in the first part of this evening. So we're going to move from the flautists to Charmaine Glover. Stand up, Charmaine, do we see who you are? Oh, there she is. Charmaine, a soloist this evening. And all of the people are from around the Ballymena area. Charmaine is a local girl. She's also from Cunningham Memorial in Collibaki. Talented musician, plays in an accordion band. That's good. We would say amen to that. As well as singing at various events around the country. And many people have been blessed through Charmaine's musical ministry. She is a home economics teacher. And all these things are a great way of escape from the world of teaching to play for us this evening. We hope you feel it's an escape, Charmaine.
Thank you very much. I was here the last time you had a praise evening. It was very good, so I didn't scare you all away anyway. So I'm going to sing two pieces, and the first one I'm going to sing is What a Day That Will Be. So it just reminds us of the glory that we have got to think of whenever we all get to heaven. So What a Day That Will Be. So please sing along if you know the words.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day. my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by his hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness or no pain, no more parties over there. And forever I'll be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day.
The second piece I'm going to sing is called In the Sweet By and By. Same thing again, it just reminds us of the beautiful shore that we've got to look forward to whenever we get to heaven. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us the dwelling place there. In the we shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet on that beautiful shore.
That's the- the blessed hope that we have. Of course, it's true for all those who know the Lord, who are saved by His grace. We have got a blessed hope, and then one day soon it'll be the glorious appearing, because that day is coming too, when Jesus will return. And we look forward to that with eager anticipation. This is a mother and daughter, a duet this time, or duo. Joy and Grace Moore are going to be sharing with us just now. Grace, 15 years of age. Where is she? Stand up, Grace. Do we see you? Oh, yes. Welcome, Grace. Nice to have you tonight. A student from Ballymena Academy, taking a little time out. Started playing the violin when she was 4. Piano when she was 5, and her mum was her first teacher. Grace plays, prefers to play the violin, and plays with the youth orchestra. Joy, that's Grace's mum, began playing the cello at 8 years of age, and piano at 12. She taught cello within the music service before going into primary school teaching. Joy currently plays the organ and trains the church choir in Cunningham, Culibacky. Both Joy and Grace believe God has given them musical abilities to be used in worship and to bring glory to Him. And I'm told that they enjoy playing together. That's nice when a mother and daughter get on so well, isn't it? Really great. All right, we'll have Joy and Grace. Let's give them a good welcome, Joy and Grace.
Sing to the Lord with a song of profound delight. Are the names of the hymn that go to this. So hopefully you remember. Thank you.
and we were able to watch it on the screen as well and see what they were doing with their hands. If you were back at the back, you couldn't see it perhaps as well as some of us who were right at the front. Lovely to hear music so well. Taking on new pupils at all? There are a few people here could do with a lesson or two. Brilliant, wonderful. Thank you so much, Joy and Grace. That was really lovely. We've got a soloist coming up, and it's Jamie Gillespie. Jamie, 23 years of age, from Ballymena again, a classroom assistant during the day, and the rest of the time you'll find her with a cup of tea in her hand. Jamie has been singing from a young age and helps to lead the worship in her church. Jamie, come on, my girl. Yes, that's good. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you so much for inviting me to come along. The first song I'm going to sing tonight is called Death Was Arrested. It's a relatively new song, but it talks about the grace that we get given and how that we are made new when we come to Jesus. And I just think it's such a lovely, such lovely words, and I just listen along.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost with no hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remained. My orphan heart was given. Morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, my life begins. Your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. Shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. My dead, and he called me his friend. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins. Your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. A Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. And darkness rejoiced, though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made. Your endless love pours. dead in my sin, lost without hope and no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began.
Second song I'm going to sing for you now is called the Revelation Song, and it's another song that's just so powerful. The words in it just speak for themselves, so I'm not even going to introduce it properly. I'm just going to let you listen to the words.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Lovely to hear someone singing that they'll give their whole life to Him, the Holy One. Praise God this evening that whilst He is infinitely holy, He is also infinitely loving. And He is, of course, not only the one out there, but to all His people, He is the one in here. Praise God for such a wonderful Lord. And He is unique. There is no God like Him. Praise His wonderful name. Thank you so much, Jamie. And for the accompanist as well. Yes. Did a very good job. Sometimes we forget the accompanist, but not this evening. Well, for our number five tonight, to take us through to the end of our first session this evening, it's a group called Connect. And Connect are a group from Cunningham Memorial Presbyterian Church in Kalibake. They've been singing and playing together for almost 2 years. It all started within the youth fellowship, where young people were encouraged to get involved and use their talents in church. And this is their first ever outside appearance. They are very enthusiastic. Is that right? They're telling the truth here. And happy to be here tonight. Yes, I believe you must be. All right, let's have Connect. Welcome.
You're probably saying, why is she up here again? For goodness sake, I can't get rid of her tonight. But I'm one of the leaders at Youth Fellowship, and we started this band a couple of years ago, and we've got quite a bit of repertoire built up now, so it's nice to get out and sing for the praise of the Lord. So we're going to sing our first piece is What a Beautiful Name It Is. So it just basically tells you what a beautiful name that Jesus is. So what a beautiful name.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in You are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name.
And then the second piece we're going to sing is The Splendour of the King. And this piece basically just tells us how great our God is.
Exalting song to finish this part of the evening. Girls, I'm sure there'll be others looking for you. You're open for bookings, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. And they'll, of course, respond to that. Some one of them will be selected as the person, I'm sure, eventually to take the bookings. But it's just wonderful. Thank you, young folks. It's really great to see young life coming on and sharing and ministering this evening. Thank you for giving these young people the opportunity, whoever has been putting it together. Karen, here, well, praise the Lord. It's lovely, lovely this evening. Thank you so much, everybody. Let me say again, it's lovely to have you. What a lovely crowd of people. You all look fairly happy, most all of you anyhow, as far as I can see. And it's really good to have you. We're going to have a little short break. No tea tonight. I'm sorry. You're getting the offer is on the CDs, actually. Of course, there's nothing left to make up for the tea then. So get the CDs. But we're really, really glad that you can come. And I hope you'll be able to stay with us for a brief second part of the evening. When again, most all of the group, they will all be sharing, except our first group, Kelswater. The rest will be bringing one piece, and this evening we will be through before very long, but about 10 minutes or so. You can get up, relax, go outside, come back in again, and have a little fellowship and talk together. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to sing a lovely hymn together, and then after that, our guests are going to sing to us again, one after the other. And I'm not going to butt in next time. I'll just tell you what order they're going to sing in, and then they'll just go right through to the little epilogue. So, come people of the risen King who delight to give him praise. That is the song that we are going to sing right now. Connect, and then Charmaine Glover will come in that order, the next four items. Thank you so much, friends.
We're going to do a little bit of music by Bach. It's GG Joy of Man's Desiring. And I read recently that after each of his compositions, Bach always put solo Deo Gloria, which means to God alone be the glory.
Thank you.
As Eric was saying earlier, I didn't come here alone. I came here with an amazing accompanist. So I just want to say thank you to Rachel for playing for me. She plays for me at such short notice every time because I'm always so late at asking her. So I just want to say thank you. So the last song I'm going to sing is called Heal Our Land, and it's also by Carrie Jobe, who sang the Revelation song. I sang the first bit. So in Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 8, says, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point us all in all futures. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all that he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God."
You take our lives, flawed yet beautiful, restore, refine, Lord, you're merciful, redeem.
Will know the one who took us in, the one
church, pour out your presence, speak through your word. We pray in every nation, Christ be known, our hope and salvation, Christ alone.
So our final piece that we're going to sing tonight is entitled Love on the Line. And basically this song just tells us what Jesus went through on the cross for us. He put his love on the line just so we could be saved.
Thank you.
The final piece then this evening then I'm going to finish with is called Just a Closer Walk. So please sing along if you know the words.
Thank you to you all this evening for your contribution, and indeed to say again how wonderful to see another generation of singers coming along who have a message to sing, and we trust and pray that their influence in their different spheres of life and in school or wherever they are will be very powerful and effective for the Lord in these wonderful and yet challenging times. Just a few words just before we finish this evening. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Three words that sum up the Apostle Paul's life. I have them in my pocket. And the first one this evening is this word. Once. I was a blasphemer, injurious, a persecutor. And when the Apostle Paul speaks about that, he's thinking about what he was in the days when he was known as Saul. We read about him being a Pharisee of the Pharisees, We read about his religious life. We read about his persecuting life. And all of that he remembers, even though he's writing now, many years later, once. And I can say too, once I was. Once I was far away deep down in sin. Once I was a slave to passions fierce within. And so many of us tonight can look back and we can say, yes, once I was. Once I was that kind of man. Once I was that kind of woman. Once I was that kind of rebellious person. Once I was that sinner. And I know that in the service tonight there are many of you, and that's of course a reflection that you still have in your life. You can remember that, but thank God it's not like that tonight. That once is a historic event. Some might be in the service tonight, and what you were once were, you still are. You may be here this evening, and you can't say, well, once I was, because you still are without Jesus. It'd be a wonderful night if through the singing and ministry of these lovely friends that you too could come to know that God of grace once. Then, of course, the next word is since. Once, since I gave my heart to Jesus, since my life he controls, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Many of us can look back to that night, that day, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus took control of my life. Then he says, the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. For me, it goes back to 1962. You know, I don't look that old, do I? But I was young when I got saved. I was 16. Well, praise God, since then until now, he has been a friend indeed that sticketh closer than a brother. Since he changed my life, I can tell you that I've never been the same. I'm not the man that I will be when I'm with him in glory. But praise God, I'm not the person I used to be. Have you experienced that moment that since he came, you've been changed and old things have passed away and all things have become new and you now belong to him? Once, since, hence. Easy to remember. Once I was, now I am. Someday I will be. The past, the present, the future. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. What a prospect we have. The folks have been singing tonight, not only back, looking back at Calvary, looking back to the resurrection, but looking up to a Savior who is highly exalted, who has all power at his disposal, and who one day is coming again. And for us, that's a blessed hope. And for us, it will soon be, as I've said, a glorious appearing. And we know not what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen? For we shall see him as he is. And this mortal must put on immortality. This corruptible will have put on incorruption. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Hence, once, since, hence. What is your hope tonight? What is the prospect that you have? Is it what the girls have that have been singing tonight? Is it what I'm sharing with you about? Is it what the Apostle Paul speaks about? I trust tonight it is. And on this lovely evening when we have fellowship together, you take away with you those three words. Once, since, hence. The past, gone and under the blood. the present, living in union and communion with Him. The future, to see Him as He is. Isn't that something worth living for? Amen? Yes, it surely is. Well, we're going to conclude this evening with a lovely song, In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found. And then we'll have the benediction, and Rodney has just a closing little word before we all leave tonight. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Give thee praise this evening for the praise and worship and adoration that has gone up from hearts and lips tonight. And we want to give to thee tonight, Lord, the honor that is due to thy great and high and holy name. And praise and thank thee this evening, Lord, for the grace of God that we have been hearing of in song and in word tonight. My Father, write the truth. And even the truth of this little message on all our hearts. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father in heaven, and the communion and fellowship of the dear Holy Spirit rest and abide upon us this night and until Jesus comes or calls. Amen and amen. Thank you, Rodney.
Just in a brief word of closing, folks, can I again, on behalf of the congregation here in Ballymena Congregational, thank you all for coming along this evening, being here with us, supporting us and sharing with us. We have had a wonderful evening, a wonderful programme of music and of song. We have indeed praised the Lord as he deserves and as he alone is worthy. But as the scripture itself tells us, the labourer is worthy of his hire. And the musicians who have favoured us with the music and the song this evening, they are worthy of our appreciation. And I would ask them, and they're not looking for credit like this, but I would simply ask them to stand and we together might give them a final and worthy round of applause for their contribution this evening. Please stand, folks. Please do. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with us this evening, and we have thoroughly enjoyed the music and the song. But equally, I said at the beginning, and I want to say again at the end, that we as a church owe a tremendous and continuing and always forever debt of gratitude to our own two faithful musicians, our organist and pianist, to Karen and Jane. And we thank them for organising this evening and putting it all together, as we thank the Reverend Eric's church for comparing it so ably and taking the evening through this evening. And as a final gesture of thank you, I want to present Karen and Jane on everyone's behalf with just a simple bouquet. And they're not aware of this, and they're not looking for it either. But we'll embarrass them, and they too can stand and face you good folks, and we'll pass on to them our thanks, and they're worthy of applause, please. I haven't had a hug like that for ages. There you are. Can I say in conclusion, folks, thank you for your support. If you haven't yet and would like to buy a CD, copies remain here at the front or at the back. Some folks have said they might like to make a voluntary donation. That's fine. There are plates again as you would leave. As you go home, may the Lord bless you. Go home safely. And where you worship, I trust that you worship on each Lord's Day. May we continue to praise the Lord by how we live our lives. Thank you, folks, and a safe evening home.